Hallelujah. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, grant that with all boldness I may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders and miracles may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus, that your name may be made great. Lord, let me lift up Jesus today, Father. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Let not man prevail. Let people see you, Lord, and hear what you have to say to us today. Praise you, Jesus. The title of my message today is Refocus. Hebrews 2:1 says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Well, first of all, I want to talk about the greatest decision that you could make in your life. It's the one the Spirit is calling on you to make today if you don't know Jesus. I don't think we need to wait till the end to give an altar call. We can do it right now, and then somebody can walk right into the spiritual realm, and then they can partake of the things that I'm going to teach about and talk about. Because until you've walked into that spiritual realm, until you've opened your heart to the Spirit of God and let Him come in, you really can't understand the things of the Lord or the things of the Word. It's foolishness to the natural mind. You just can't understand it. The Bible says it is. The mind cannot understand the spiritual things. But if you give your heart to the Lord right now, give your heart to Jesus, His Spirit can just come right on in. And you can just walk right into that spiritual realm. And He'll just open up your understanding and give you revelation knowledge about Him. And you'll understand the things of the Lord. And it'll be so exciting to you. And this decision to make the Lord Jesus, the Lord of your life, it's by your own will. It's an act of your own will and your own mind. It's just deciding, making the decision that you want to choose God's way for your life and not your own anymore. And His way is Jesus, the way of repentance. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, repent. That is the very first step that you can take, is repent. Repent means make a 180, completely turn around. It means, you may not even be able of your own self to give up all your sin. But if you're willing to give up your sin, the Lord, by His Spirit, will help you to turn around. He'll make you hate the sin. And He'll make you want things you never wanted before. And He'll make you hate things you never hated before. He'll make you not want to do things that you used to enjoy doing. So it's Him. It's Him doing it. But you have to decide and be willing. You have to decide to put away your sin and give your life to Jesus. And if you will give Him your life, then He, in turn, will give you His life. It's like an exchange. The exchanged life is really a good name for salvation, because it's like you don't live your life anymore. You begin to live His life, and He lives His life through you. And it's the most wonderful experience you can ever have in your life. You'll become a new person, and you'll learn to walk in resurrection life and in resurrection power. You'll learn to walk and live in His joy and His peace and His anointing and His He has happiness in the kingdom. There's happiness in the kingdom. There's glory. And He wants you to learn to walk in His glory. Jesus said when He prayed in John 17 that he wanted His glory, the same glory that the Father gave Jesus, to be in you and to manifest in you and through you. That's what He desires for your life, for you to walk in His glory and His abundance and His healing, His power, His faith, praise the Lord, His love, Being able to forgive people that you thought you never could forgive. Being able to love people that you thought you never could love. So to make this decision, first of all, you have to believe that Jesus spilled His blood on the cross to take away your sin. Not just to cover your sin. That was in the Old Testament. They had the blood of bullocks and goats and lambs and doves to cover their sin. But now, the blood of Jesus, the very Son of God, takes your sin completely away, gives you a whole new life in Him. And that's good. That's good. Hallelujah. And you learn about the kingdom. You learn to walk in the kingdom. The second thing you need to do is to repent and be willing to give up your sin. The third thing is ask Jesus to come in by His Spirit. Just ask Him to come on in your heart and take over your life. A takeover of your life. And then, a lot of people just stop right there. But I want to say that, you don't have to come to church to be saved. You can be saved anywhere. In your home, in your car. I was saved in my car. You can be saved anywhere. You don't have to come to church. But you have to come to church to be strong. You have to read the Word to be strong. You cannot be an overcomer without the Word of God. You cannot walk in faith and power. You cannot walk in deliverance. You'll be defeated without the Word of God. So it's very important, And the Lord said, really, a lot of people teach that, you just receive Jesus one time and then you're saved and that's it. And you can just go do whatever you want to do because you're saved. And that is simply not true. The Word of God says that He gives His Spirit to those who obey Him. And it says, without the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. So obedience is very important in the kingdom. It's very important. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. So right now, if anyone does not know the Lord, if anyone does not have the Lord or His Spirit in you, just ask Him right now. Just right now, turn your heart and your mind. Focus on Jesus, on Him, His blood being shed on the cross for you. His blood flowing over you and through you. And ask Him to come in by His Spirit and take over your life. Hallelujah. And then every day you need to find a good Bible-believing church. My opinion, a full gospel church. Because you want to know the whole Word of God. You want to believe the whole Bible, not just part of it. So a Bible-believing church and get involved. And every day you got to talk to the Lord. You got to rededicate your life every single day. Every single day we need to rededicate our lives. And I'm speaking to all of us now. Every day we need to consecrate and rededicate our lives. And that's what my message is about today, refocusing. First of all, if you're a Christian, your number one priority should be seeking the kingdom of God. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you." It is so easy in this day and time. We get in such busyness. And there's so many things to do. And, we're concerned about so many things. How we're going to pay our bills. Sometimes it gets hard in this life. You might lose your job or whatever. And you go through hard times sometimes. And you worry about how you're going to pay your bills. Or your car breaks. And there's all the time, something that seems is happening, something negative. And it's so easy to get sidetracked. And that's why, I gave you the scripture about we need to take heed, take the more earnest heed, not to let these things slip. So it's good to refocus. It's good to refocus every day. But the kingdom of God should be your number one priority. And if it hasn't been, Make the decision today to make it your number one priority. And that would be pleasing to the Lord because that's what He said to do. Seek the kingdom of God first. Praise you, Jesus. Well, what does it mean to seek the kingdom of God? He said to draw near to me and I will draw near to you. You have to draw near to the Lord first. And then He'll draw near to you. You have to show Him something. You have to show Him you're serious about serving Him. If He truly is number one in your life, then you have to show Him you're serious, that you really mean that. You know, you give respect to maybe your boss or your minister or a friend, a good friend, and you listen to them. You listen to what they have to say. So to seek the kingdom of God means you must listen to the Lord. And the only way you can really listen to Him is to get into His Word. He speaks through His Word. There is power in the Word of God. It'll give you power for the day. It'll give you power for your life. It'll lead you into your destiny. It'll lead you into all the best blessings. And He has all the best. The Bible says that we are joint heirs with Him. We inherit every single thing that God has. He died to give it to us. That was His will and testament. His last will and testament. He died to give us everything that He has. Everything in the kingdom belongs to us. But if you don't get into the Word and find out what's yours, you won't be able to walk in it. Hallelujah. And He yearns for you to be closer to Him. Did you know, one scripture comes to mind. Romans 12:1, I think it is. We beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. So every day we should be presenting our bodies to the Lord. But what I wanted to point out in that verse is beseech. That word beseech in the Greek means beg. God begs through His Spirit. He begs. He longs for you. He yearns for you. He loves you. You're His family. You're His creation, His people. And He yearns for you to have a relationship with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I guarantee that if you take two steps toward Him, He'll take four toward you. I mean, you take a baby step toward Him. He'll take a giant step toward you. Because He's so full of love and compassion and mercy. And He wants you. He loves you. He's not waiting there to beat you up or bang you over the head for your sins. He has spilled His blood for your sins. And He says, come unto me. And that it's just awesome to me to think that God begs. He begs people. And that's what that word means. Hallelujah. So let's first make the decision to give Him first place. To make Him, to make Jesus our number one priority. So many problems, so many other problems and cares and worries would be taken care of if we would just give Him first place. You know, and He doesn't require you to pray all day. Well, He may require me that of me sometimes, or ministers sometimes, not all day, every day. You know, we're supposed to pray all the time in the Spirit. But He doesn't require so much of you that makes it so hard or such a heavy burden. You know, if you've never sought the Lord before, if you would start out with, you know, 10, 15, 30 minutes in the morning, He would be so pleased, and you would see immediate results. Immediate results. And if you've been giving the Lord 5 minutes, you know, why not stretch it out to 30? And you will see immediate results because He is so full of grace and compassion. And He rewards. And when you seek Him in secret, He rewards you openly. He promised that. Hallelujah. But it takes sacrifice. We are called to sacrifice. We are called to lay down our lives. And that means lay down some of our time, some of the things we might enjoy. Seek the Lord daily, and He will be found of you if you will do that, if you will do that in obedience. Praise you, Lord. The kingdom of God is so very important for you. It's so very important. We only have one life to live. You're only one person. You're not two. And you only have the time that you have now. One life. And, you know, you don't know when you're going to be standing before the Lord, but every single person will stand before the Lord Jesus and have to give account of what they have done in their body, in our bodies, what we have done. And I think of that quite often. How am I going to answer before the Lord? What am I going to say to the Lord? What have I done with my life? And it is so good to take account, every day to take account. And His mercies are new every morning. You can start out fresh every morning. And we should start out fresh every morning. So you need to do all you can to find your destiny while you're here. You need to do everything you can to find out what you're supposed to be doing. Because every single one of you is important. And you need to find out what your job is. And don't consider yourself not important. Because you are important to the Lord. You know, how much, if you want to see the church built up, you're going to have to do some sacrifice. If you want to see this building full, you're going to have to sacrifice. You need to pray. You need to pray. And I'm getting ahead of myself because that's the next decision we need to make, is spending time. While you read the Word, you can be in prayer. You can say, Lord, what would you speak to me today? What would you have me pray today? Everything you do, you should acknowledge the Lord. And the Bible says, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and He will direct your path. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust the Lord. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. That means ask Him about everything you do. Ask Him about every single thing you do. You know, I always ask Him, Lord, where do you want us to eat? There might be somebody there that He wants you to speak to. Lord, who, you know, do you want me to call, if something happens to my mind, to call someone? Lord, do you want me to call this person? Ask Him about everything. You can avoid a lot of trouble that way too. Because sometimes He'll say, no, you know, don't go there, don't do this. And He'll give you the strength and the grace not to do what He doesn't want you to do. If you will just acknowledge Him, if you will just trust Him, He will do that for you. Hallelujah. That the kingdom of God is so very important. So very important. And your destiny in the Lord is good. You don't have to be afraid that He's going to, you know, send you to the Arctic or something like that. I don't think there are very many people there to preach to anyway. But even if He did, He would give you the joy about it. He would make you want to do it. He would give you the grace to do it. So you don't have to worry about whatever your destiny is in the Lord. And it's good. In Jeremiah 29:11, He says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for your well-being and not for calamity. To give you a future and a hope. The Lord does not have calamity planned for you, but the devil does. He has calamity planned for you. But if you stick close to the Lord and close to His Word and close to His Spirit, you can avoid the calamity. Psalm 91, it would be great to read that every day because it promises the Lord will deliver you from calamity. And if you do fall into trouble, He'll deliver you out of it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. If you trust Him, praise you, Jesus. You know, people tell you that God requires holiness, and it's true. The Word says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. But they don't tell you how to get there sometimes. And they say that, you know, the Word says, without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. You cannot please the Lord without faith. It's impossible. But how do we get there? And it is by seeking Him, by seeking His Word, seeking His Spirit, seeking to hear His voice, talking to Him, all through the day. You can just talk to Him. He's there with you. If you're saved, He promised He would never leave you. But sometimes we ignore Him. You know, if you had a really good friend and you just ignored him all the time, they'd begin to wonder if you cared anything about him. And you get, like I said before, you give your boss or you know, other people, you give them the time of day and you listen intently to what they have to say. You show them respect and courtesy by looking in their eyes when they're speaking to you and listening, giving them, you know, to a certain extent, reverence. How much more the Lord deserves your reverence and your attentiveness. Yes, Lord. You cannot know a person without listening to them. You can't know them. You may have heard a lot of stories about Jesus. You may have heard all the Bible stories. But to really know Him, you have to listen to Him. You have to spend time with Him. And it's not a burden. Even though it seems like it to the flesh sometimes, or you may feel like, oh, you know, I just can't do that. I don't have the discipline. But He will help you. Start small. He's, like I said, He's not expecting some great thing from you if you've never done it before. But start. Make an effort. Put a foot forward. And He will bless you. And I believe it, I know that if you do this, you will see such immediate blessing in your life. You'll begin to see how He'll do little things for you, little miracles all throughout the day. And you'll say, wow, you know. And you'll just walk through the day going, wow, wow, Lord, you caused me to come here at this time, didn't you? You had this person cross my path, didn't you? And He'll supply your needs that way, in all ways. He'll supply your spiritual needs, your emotional needs, and your physical needs. There's healing in the Word of God. The Bible says that His Word is health to all your flesh. There's healing in the Word of God. There's prosperity in the Word of God. It says He daily loads us with benefits. Daily. I like those daily benefits. I need those daily benefits to get through the days. And the world, the way it is today, we need those daily benefits. So you got to give Him your heart daily. Not just say, well, I'm saved. The Lord loves me. Well, He knows me. Making excuses. When you stand before Him, you will have no excuses. You'll have no excuses. And every single one of us can pray. We have the mental capacity to pray. Even little children can pray. Anybody can pray. You know, and if you don't know how to read, the Lord will make a way for you to get the Word. There's tapes. You know, we give away, we'll give you a free tape. If you don't have a Bible and can't afford a Bible, we'll give you a Bible. We will make a way for you to get the Word. Because we want you to grow. The Lord wants you to grow up. He wants you to grow up and learn to walk in His glory and His power. But if you stay a babe, He can't trust you with His power. You know, you wouldn't give your small child a shotgun. And sometimes the power of God is like a loaded gun. I shouldn't use a gun. I guess it's not a very good analogy because a gun causes harm and damage. But, he can cause damage to the devil's kingdom. But that power, you have to grow up to be trusted with it and to use it properly and to learn to hear from the Lord. And walk in it. And the only way to grow up is through the Word, giving heed and diligence to seeking the Lord and reading His Word. Because, you know, just like in the natural, mashed potatoes and meat is what feeds your body. In the spiritual, the Word of God is the only thing that's going to feed your spirit. So if you're not getting the Word, even if you're saved, your spirit man's going to be itty bitty. Baby, and not really know how to do much. So you'll walk in defeat sometimes. You'll make mistakes. You'll fall down. But as you grow in the Lord, you won't make as many mistakes. There's no need for that. You don't have to. You can get to a place, the Word says, where the enemy touches you not. You can get to a place where Satan cannot touch you. I want to get to that place. I want to get to that place. So draw nigh to Him daily. Seek Him with your whole heart. You know, and a lot of people are praying for revival. But revival starts with each one of us individually. Revival starts with us. You need to have revival in your prayer closet. And then it will spread. You know, fire spreads. And if you're blazing on fire, it's going to spread quicker. If you've got a little bitty fire, you know, the Lord said, sizzling, you know, a little fire He won't quench, but He wants to build it up so that you're ablaze with the love and the power and the glory of the Lord. And that'll draw people into the kingdom. Besides making your life go better, it'll draw people into the kingdom, and you will have joy upon joy upon joy. But you've got, if you want to grow, you've got to get in the Word. You've got to set aside time to spend with the Lord.